Hello, folks. Welcome to our podcast about Generation
Why.
I am Katharina, and today I'm going to have a discussion with three guests who are themselves part of the Generation Y. Welcome, Sandra, Cosima, and Dio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's great to have you. Thanks for being with us today. Well, first of all, let me give a short introduction about the Generation Y so our listeners know what exactly is meant by it. The Generation Y, also called millennials, are those born between the 1980s and 2000s. They are said to be the internet generation, highly influenced by globalization and relatively highly educated. Due to the huge impact of information, they are more common to fall for mental illness, which caused the generation to be more aware of mental health and self-care issues. Now, after this short definition, let us start with the topic of globalization. Cosima is going to introduce us to the topic.
Globalization is a phenomenon driven by technology and the movement of ideas, people and goods. And there has been a lot going on in those fields, especially in technology. This generation is the most connected generation there ever was. But at the same time, we are the most isolated generation as well. Smartphones and high-tech computers allow us to be connected to people worldwide, but on the other hand, we barely look up from our phones anymore.
Yeah, I've also recognized that even when you are with your friends out, you tend to look at your phone instead of talking to them.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. I've recently heard about a study that showed the negative side effects of extreme smartphone use. It's said that people who spend a lot of time on social media are more likely to show depressive symptoms and have suicidal thoughts. Do you think the internet is at least partially to blame for it?
While I think that it definitely has contributed to this effect, the overall picture is way more complicated. It is true that social media has an impact on mental health. It encourages people to try to paint a perfect picture of themselves and hide their flaws and insecurities. Nevertheless, we have to take into consideration that millennials are the first generation that has grown up during the emergence of the internet, so it's only logical that there has been an impact on them.
You are right. I also read online that we are the digital natives and that we are socialized under the influence of digital media from early childhood on.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I myself vividly remember playing video games and watching VHS tapes in my early childhood. What many people don't realize is how important digital media has become, even in our everyday lives.
Especially schools and universities just take it for granted that their students work with smartphones and computers. Every student has heard the phrase, "If you have any questions, just send me an email from the lecturer."
Yeah, right. It's nearly impossible for our generation to live outside the digital world, right?
Absolutely. Not only this is taken for granted, but also that you do go to university in the first place. As we can see in statistics, there has been an increase in people applying for university and a decrease in people getting vocational training. Generation Y is the most education-minded generation in history so far.
Many of us are given the impression that a higher education will lead them to a better professional situation and a better financial standing, so this is not surprising.
I think it also puts our generation under a lot of pressure because it gives education a competitive edge.
Yes, I also observed that many of us suffer under the pressure, but on the other hand, it's okay to quit. The millennials are judged by the older generation for not making decisions and not being straightforward enough. But nowadays, we have many opportunities and it's okay for us to fail.
Although I wouldn't really consider it failing if you simply decide for yourself or maybe for your own well-being to take a different path. You shouldn't stick to something just for the sake of sticking to it if it's damaging to you.
I absolutely agree. As a philosophy student, I can tell that you often get mocked by others for what you do, even if you do stick to it. But a friend of mine who has a master's degree in philosophy studies medicine now, and he's going to be a doctor. Sometimes taking a different path can lead to an unexpected success.
The problem is that people who mock you for studying in a certain field, especially humanities, often only have profit in mind, whereas the pursuit of happiness is more important to our generation than just earning money.
I would say the aspect of finding yourself is very important. For example, Generation Y travels a lot.
Which in turn is also something that gets made fun of a lot, like the Lisa back from Australia has forgotten how to speak German.
Oh yes, I also know these memes.
But if you think about it, it's incredibly fascinating that we're able to communicate in a different language almost as well as we do in our mother tongue. And if we're being honest, everyone will take the chance to spend a prolonged time in a different country.
Definitely. And it is also seen as something positive. If you spend some time abroad, it isn't considered a gap in your CV, but it gives you an advantage while applying for jobs later on.
Yeah, I think it's almost a must and part of our generation. We are definitely not snowflakes. We are flexible, adaptable and open-minded.
I guess we're simply used to the fact that life probably won't go our way. But anyway, what I don't understand is why other generations keep complaining about the way we do things.
What I think is that older generations often cannot cope with things changing. But maybe our generation won't be that different when the next generation starts doing things differently.
Yeah, I must admit, I already catch myself being that way every time I see a child with a smartphone.
Yeah, but I mean, why on earth would an elementary schooler need an iPhone? I mean, they're probably going to break it at some point, and those things are expensive.
Yeah, I remember getting my first mobile phone when I was 12, and I could do nothing but send text messages and make calls.
Yeah, I had one of those virtually unbreakable Nokia phones.
What makes a difference is that our generation grew up knowing both worlds. The one where you had to go to your friend's house to see where they were home, and today where you just have to send a message.
It's almost like you're making an appointment for meeting your friend, which is partially due to us having grown up and having other responsibilities, but you're also just not making the effort anymore because you don't really have to.
You are right, and to be honest, you don't even have to meet them to have a conversation because you can send voice messages or make video calls.
But that sometimes also leads to you being annoyed by your phone because you feel like you're forced to be available all the time. I guess what sets our generation apart is that we are very aware of ourselves. We tend to look at our personal well-being in the first place.
That self-awareness, though, is a blessing and a curse. We tend to be self-aware to the point of self-destruction. A lot of us overthink almost everything we do, which can really hold you back and affect your mental health.
The result of overthinking often is that we procrastinate just about everything, but at the same time want to be as perfect as possible at everything that we do. There are even lectures nowadays on how to cope with stress and procrastination.
Well, to me, what really makes it come full circle is that social media not only impacts your mental health, but it also educates you on mental health. For example, Tumblr, where users can use their full anonymity to talk about mental health and their own mental health issues. And they even do a Mental Health Awareness Week.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. I should check that out.
Luckily, mental health issues are less stigmatized nowadays, and it is okay to admit that you need help, even from a psychologist.
Being more aware of yourself and your mental health also leads to you being more aware of your surroundings and the people around you.
I mean, we are more aware of our lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition. You have the possibility to go to the gym 24/7 and have access to all kind of foods, even to the exotic ones.
Listening to all the things said so far, at least to me, it seems like there are a lot of positive aspects about our generation. Despite the fact that we have to face a lot of different problems, I think that in the long run, our generation will be much happier because we are able to pursue what we want to do in life.
Well, that's been a very interesting discussion so far. You have given us a lot to think about and we could go on talking for hours, but unfortunately, this is the end of today's podcast. Thank you for being with us today, and thanks to you listeners out there. Have a good one.
Howdy!